Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to another episode of News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I'm one of your co-hosts, Leonard Young, CEO of National Black. Dave, why are you looking at me like that? You trying to mess up my intro. CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, Black media specialist, and the original, only, and forever all-around good guy here with my partner, Dave Coker.
Oh, man, I hate him. Anyway, this is Dave Coker. See, I can't even think of what I was going to say now, fooling around with you. This
is Dave Coker. I don't put you off the game.
Proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., promoter, marketing specialist, event planner, you name it. I don't like to go through my whole history like Leonard does, but anyway, but I'm here.
History is longer than my history.
I'm here for your entertainment, folks. I don't know why. So what's going on, guy? Everything,
man,
good?
Everything's good. Definitely ready for the freaking weekend. What about you? You got anything good?
The holiday weekend.
Holiday weekend of that. You got anything good planned? I know you do.
Yeah, well, you know, tomorrow we're doing our annual fish fry at my church. We always have a good time. You usually come out and get some, participate. Right.
I'll definitely be there tomorrow too.
Case for those people who have never been, we're doing a fish fry from 12 to 5 at Greater Hope Christian Fellowship, which is located near Newcastle, 700 E Cornell Drive, suite number 3. It's really Wilmington, but if you're familiar with where the restaurant depot is out there near Newcastle on Rogers Road, we're in that same business park there. But it's from 12 to 5, where the platters are $13, only $13. And you'll get two sides, a drink, and also a piece of cake on top of it. So it's really worth it for $13. Everything is really expensive right now, but we do a nice meal for only $13, folks. So come and, come and get some fish tomorrow and have, stop in and say, hey, Dave. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I get the same thing every time. I get the fried fish, macaroni and cheese, and potato salad. And that right there is my staple.
Yep. And, it's funny. I'm that way too, Leonard. That's probably what I get all the time too, But and just for people, in case they want to know what the sides are, we're going to have potato salad, green beans, greens, pasta salad, macaroni and cheese, and what am I missing? Did I miss something? Coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Yeah. So it's gonna be. Yeah.
Tell them no raisins in the coleslaw. Okay.
and in the salad, right?
Yeah, you better have them church mamas up in there fighting if you do.
Oh man, so. But come on out. Even if it is, if you're not going to buy anything, you're going to just support the cause. You can do that as well. So we take donations for the cause as well. So, but
and Dave, can people eat there, or they have to? Is it like a pickup thing, or can they eat there?
Most of the time, the people pick up. But I mean, if people want to sit there and eat, we got room for them, and you can pre-order your meal. Matter of fact, so if you want to send a pre-order, do a pre-order, you can. We have the ad on Facebook. You can inbox me on Facebook, or you can send me a note. I can give out my phone number if you want.
Go ahead, Dave. Give it out.
But reach out to us. Reach out to us on our page, and we can let you know how to get in touch with me. I don't want to give out my numbers because I don't want everybody trying to get with me. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
So, and we have a. You can also. We also take Cash App. So if you want to pay by Cash App, you can do that. We're not taking any credit cards, unfortunately, but we will do Cash App and cash. Okay. So, and if you see our flyer on Facebook, also on LinkedIn as well, I have the flyer on LinkedIn as well. The Cash App is on the flyer. Okay. And my phone number is on that flyer too, come to think of it.
So, so you might well just give it on out there. What, 302-444?
302.
Yeah.
302-388.
Wrong. That's the wrong. That's definitely the wrong one.
That's the phone number.
Okay. Dave, you already know if I don't recognize the number, I'm not answering. And my my voicemail is full, so they can't even leave me a message.
Yeah. This dude's voicemail stayed full, folks. It does. I ain't gonna lie. So, but anyway, yeah. So if you see the flyer, my number's there. You can get a hold of me. Okay. All right. So that's what's going on for the weekend for me. You know, that'll keep me pretty busy. Anything going on for you?
Really nothing but the rent. Actually, no, nothing. So, I mean, I'll definitely be at that. I'll be at the fish fry.
Yeah, my platter. That's right. Okay. All right.
And that's probably about it.
All right. All right. Well, I guess we can go in and get into the show then.
All right. Okay. Well, sounds good. So, Dave, you know, last week we did the things that Black people say. And, we got such a great response from it and a lot of after comments that, you know, we're going to switch it up a little bit, but still kind of keep it in the same route. So these are more of, you know, what would Dave and Leonard say? But basically, we're going to go through some questions, hypothetical questions. Most of them are funny, just to kind of see what we would do in certain situations or just to answer the questions. So, I guess we can alternate. I will go first, and you know we'll just have some fun with it like we normally do. How's that sound?
That's fine. Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So, well, not all of them are funny, but we'll see. What would you do if you were the president of the United States for one day? From a sunup to sundown.
President of the United States for one day from sunup to sundown. I would definitely come up with stronger and more precise rules and regulations for being able to purchase guns.
Okay. Okay. You are hitting him in the head with that one, huh?
Yeah. Coming hard, man. I'm coming hard. If it takes me all day to figure it out to get the wording right so that it passes, right. You know, without any issue, that's going to be the one thing that I think I'm going to spend the most time working on. Because, you know, you and I have been talking about all the craziness that's been going on with the shootings and everything, and how we just find it really hard to believe that an 18-year-old can walk into a gunshot shop and buy semi-automatic weapons, right. All types of things, but they can't go into a liquor store and buy a can of beer. That's just crazy to me.
No, it is.
I just don't get that. So I would definitely spend the day trying to come up with more stringent gun laws and background checks.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. What about you? What would you do?
Yep. So I think for myself, and actually I didn't think about the gun control, because that's actually a great point. But one of the first thing I'd probably do, and everyone can hold the applause for later, is I'm canceling out all these student loans. I'm wiping all these student loans to zero. So, you know, I'll be a hero after that. So one. And then the second one, you know, I would probably, you know, a lot of these questionable people who are in jail for, you know, crimes they may not have committed, I'll probably do a lot of pardons, you know, all the people on these petty drug charges, you know, less than an ounce or, you know, whatever that quantity is, you know, I'll probably free them all.
Okay. All right. All right, you got a busy day then, there, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the president, so I just write it on paper, and you know, they make it happen.
Okay, all right. And then when you turn back into Leonard Young, then you'll be like, look all the hard work I did.
Yeah, if they wipe out them student loans, oh my goodness.
I know that'd be people that'd be happy. I know, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Dave. I forgot.
Oh, there was one more thing.
Yes, I would get us reparations. I know y'all would love me as president.
Reparations, huh?
Yeah.
But how would you determine? Is that all of us, or a certain group of us?
So, Dave, you're making me
work. That would be the hard part, right there.
Yeah, you're making me work more than one day. I need 2 or 3 days to figure you're out need the rest.
Do all three of those things. You're gonna need more than one day. Right. I'm telling you.
You are no Congress, right? Fights you tooth and nail on everything. Oh, so.
Yeah. Well, it might have to put guns on them to make sure that everything goes through. So, you know.
Right.
Anyway. All right. Well, that was a good first one. Give me another one.
Oh no, your turn. We alternate in
these. Oh, you wanna go that way? Okay, we'll do that. Okay. All right. Here you go. You are offered $50,000 to go without bathing, brushing your teeth, or using any cosmetic or cleansing products. You cannot tell people why you're doing this. Will you accept the offer or pass?
Oh, why? For how long?
Doesn't say here, but I'm going to say a week.
Oh, with my eyes closed, holding a bowl of ice cream.
Not a problem.
No, not a problem. $50,000. I will make that work. And Dave, you know I work from home anyway, so you know I won't see too many people anyway.
Yeah. So it's real easy for you. There's no questions about it, though.
I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, but for $50,000, that'd be a no-brainer. So what's that? That's what's $50,000 divided by 7?
Well, you figure it for a week, what's
$7,000 a day? Yeah, I can do that $7,000 a day.
Yeah, $7,000, a little over $7,000 a day, mm-hmm. and some change. What, $7,025, something like that, right?
Something like that. Yeah. Well, what about you?
I guess I would have to, man. $50,000 for a week. I just had to. I just make sure I stay out of everybody's way, you know. So,
right.
Because unlike you, I don't work from home, so I have to go into the office. Unless I cheat and take a week off. But right. You know, what if that is? I can't. I don't get it in enough notice that I could take that week off. So. I had to go in the office, but I'm going to make it work either way.
Yeah,
I'm
going to make it. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm about to say somebody can pay me $7,000 a day, any day of the week, and I will not bathe, brush my teeth, or use any cleansing products. And that's a no brainer.
So it's not even a question for you.
No.
Okay. All right. Remember Fear Factor? They used to say fear is not a factor for you. Bathing is not a factor for you, right?
You know? No.
Okay.
Not at all. Okay. All right. So let's see. What would you do if you were swimming in a swimming pool and you lost your bathing suit? So your bathing suit came all the way off, sank to the bottom of the pool, and for whatever reason, you're not able to get it off the bottom of the pool.
This would be a swimmer's question.
Yeah, I thought of it just for you.
Yeah. Did you ever see Johnson's Family Vacation? Here we go, y'all. Did you ever see that with Cedric the Entertainer?
And Steve Harvey,
yeah. They both were in it.
Yep, I saw that.
Remember, he had a similar situation where his trunks came off in the pool, in the hot tub. Cedric did, you know. So I'm thinking about this. Now, of course, I'm going to stay in there as long as I can, but depending on whether it's daytime or it's nighttime, which day is it, daytime or nighttime?
It's evening time. It's 6 p.m., sun halfway down.
Okay. Well, I'm staying in the pool as long as I can. Okay. But Now I got to figure out when everybody leaves the pool area, how I'm going to get into my room without being seen. I might have to make a phone call if I have my, I know I'm going to have my phone nearby. I already know it's going to be nearby somewhere. So I would try to get to my phone, make a phone call, tell the front desk what happened. Maybe they could bring me a towel or something, and that's how I get out. Okay. I'm going to use my brain. I'm not going to try to just get out and try to look, go swinging everywhere and just walking. You know,
right.
Yeah, you know, so nah, I'm going to be smart about it. I'm going to make sure I get to my phone and make a phone call. Yeah. What about you, Mr. Swimmer?
Yeah, but you know, swimming don't mean nothing when you don't got no suit on. I'd probably be the same. I'll probably do one of them hops and, you know, do that little hand hold and, you know, make my way to wherever I need to make my way.
Yeah. Look, by the time you get to your room, man, they'll have cops and everybody else where to wait for you. So look at this dude walking around. Yeah.
Now, you're right about that.
Yeah, you already know. You already know. Because you're black.
Some of my little kids pointing at you like, look.
Mm. Yep, there you go. Mommy, he touched me.
Oh, Jesus.
And look, you got no defense then. You know that, right? You got
none.
No defense. None whatsoever. So
now that right there is almost like guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, there you go. There's nothing you can do, man. You got no way to prove it. So all right. That one's pretty easy for me. So, all right. Here's my next one. You will be banished to a deserted island and can bring only three things with you. What would you bring and why?
Not people.
Mm-hmm. Three things. Okay.
So I just want to, I'm going to do like they do on I Want to Be a Millionaire. You know how they ask them a question and then they always tell like a backstory before they get their answer. So mm-hmm. One of my favorite shows on TV is Naked and Afraid. I don't know if anyone else watched that, but I watched that faithfully. Have you seen that?
No, I will not look at that, but go ahead. Okay.
Yep. And you know, I was also a big Survivor fan. So my three items, one, it's going to be a cell phone with Wi-Fi. That's going to be one. Two is going to be a knife. And then three is going to be a piece of flint so that I can make fire.
Hmm.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Okay. Not bad.
What about you?
Well, we agree on one thing. I'm definitely bringing a phone with mm-hmm. me. That and make sure that I can call out from it, you know, so whatever I need to have that Wi-Fi or whatever. The next thing, I'm bringing a microwave.
A microwave? What you gonna plug a microwave into?
Well, I did say whether it had the island didn't have electric or anything on it.
Okay, I get it.
Okay, all right. Bring it a microwave. We're going to need electric anyway to keep our phones going, man. Come on, think about it.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, okay. And then I'm bringing a bunch of microwavable food.
Oh, my goodness. And how long are we on this island for? You going to have a whole shipload of Hungry Man meals.
Yeah. Well, it ain't going to be baby formula. I'm going to tell you that now. So, you know. I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat while I'm there. You know, you ain't taking me out. You know, I'll be there waiting for them to come get me. So, yeah. So that's what I'm bringing. A microwave, my phone, and microwavable food.
Okay. I'm with that.
Okay.
Let's see. looking at these options right here. What would you do if you woke up in the morning and you found out you were 6 years old again?
Now, do I still have my mind?
Yep. So you have today's mind tomorrow morning.
What do I do? I'd probably freak out because being 6 years old now versus 6 years old when I was 6 years old, it's a whole different world now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'd probably freak out, man. I don't think I want that. No, I don't think that would be good to me. Another age, if it was a little bit older, teenager or something like that, I think I can handle. But 6 years old, having basically start all over again, nah, I don't think I could do that. Yeah, that would be hard, and you know, then I had to make sure I know how to color in the lines, you know, all that kind of
stuff.
Well,
I mean, hopefully you can still do it.
You gotta learn. Look, they make you learn stuff, you know, in first kindergarten and first grade, they make you learn stuff.
Well, no, but you still have your current mind.
Oh, okay. So
at 6 years old.
Oh, okay. I could be valedictorian at that time. You know?
Right. of your elementary class. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I'll be the class president. I'll be valedictorian. I'll be all right. That, man. Good.
Right. You'll be their permanent honor roll student.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll teach everybody how to drive.
Right.
Hey, just grab the keys. Steal your parents' car. I'll show you how to drive it. Okay. All right. Yeah. But that would be tough, man. That would be tough. Well, what would you do? How would you handle it?
So you know, I would definitely start a business, and I would milk all that child sympathy, child business, all that. And then, Dave, you know, I'll probably do a lot of relaxing. You know, because I'm like, you know, like we work so hard nowadays. At 6 years old, you really didn't have no responsibilities. You might not even have no chores. So I'm going to find a way to make some money, and I'm going to find a way to relax. You know, all the stuff I can't wait, you know, kind of you always tease me. You know, I want to get a chance to sit down on the couch and just watch some movies, you know?
Yeah. I get it. Yeah, you don't want to have to think about anything then, huh?
Nah, just like all the six-year-olds now, give me a cell phone, give me some snacks in the juice box, and, you know, I'll be good.
Yeah, but take it as a six-year-old now, you might be turning on the R-rated movies and stuff saying, hey, I might be 6 years old, but hey.
Oh, yeah, no, I am.
I still got to see some stuff, man. You know, you talking about Naked and Afraid, man. You remember? That's one of your favorite shows, you know?
It is.
Yeah. See, there you go. That's what I'm talking about right there. See? Okay. I know as a six-year-old, I won't be hanging with you because you'll get me in trouble. So, anyway.
Dave, you act like you ain't getting in trouble growing up anyway, huh?
Well, no, I got plenty of trouble growing up, man. Yeah.
So you might have got me in trouble.
Well, maybe. I don't know. You could have. I just would have made sure that I didn't get in trouble while you were getting in trouble. That's all.
Okay.
All right. My next one. You are offered the opportunity to visit any point in history. I like this question, by the way. When would you where would you want to visit and why? Or when would you want to visit and why? If you were offered the opportunity to stay there, would you?
Mm-hmm. So stay there? No, because I need all my current stuff. But to go, I would probably say I want to go to Egypt around the time they were building the pyramids, building the tombs, you know, like I'm just so amazed at how, you know, a quote unquote primitive culture could build pyramids hundreds and hundreds of feet high, you know, made of stone with secret passageways in between. Like, you know, I would really love to just see how, like, you know, whoever that architect was and how they worked all that out. So that'd be the period of time I'd want to go to.
Okay, that's deep though.
Would they, you know, when you think about it, like, how did they get all them stones up to the top of the pyramid?
And not slide down.
You know,
I don't know how they did that, but I'll tell you something that's even more incredible to me. The pyramids are one thing, but how they make those sphinx look like they do?
Right.
How they cut brick and how they do all of that to make them sphinx look the way they do, or the pharaohs and the, you know, the monuments and the sculptures they did of the pharaohs.
Right.
How they do that without the type of tools we have now?
Right. And I mean, they look good too.
Yeah. Yeah. They were detailed and everything, you know? So,
yeah.
So that's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. Mine kind of falls around the same timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to be one of the disciples just hanging out with Jesus.
Okay. You gotta be Judas. Which one are you gonna be?
Well, I didn't say one of those guys. I wanna be David hanging out with Jesus. Oh, okay. I don't wanna be Judas or Peter when Peter denied him too, you know. So
right.
I would just like to be there just to see how, you know, the dude just had people just flocking to him, and then to watch the miracles that he did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be so cool, just being around him. And, you know, these guys gave up everything they had to go follow this dude.
Yeah.
They wasn't getting paid or anything, but they did it, you know? So, that would be my spot. And would I stay there? The world was a lot better then than it is now.
Are you sure?
I think so. There was some hate back then and so forth and so forth, but that period that he lived, remember, he was only here 33 years. He was only here a short period of time. But during that period he was here, I would have liked to hang out with him. And I probably would stay at that time. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Makes sense. All right. So my turn. If you were sleeping during the nighttime, and you hear some strange noises coming from downstairs, your dogs are not barking, are you getting up to check to see what it is?
You know, that is a funny question. That happened to me recently. I heard something and I was like, nah. You know, because you convince yourself that you're not hearing what you're right. hearing, you know. And I said to myself, as long as it's not coming up the steps, I'm good. You know, so I don't know. I mean, if it's a lot of noise and it sounds like somebody came in my house,
mm-hmm.
I may go down and investigate, but I'm taking everything I can grab with me that I'm going to be able to use to protect myself. You know what
gotcha.
I mean?
Gotcha. Right. And so would your dogs bark or your dog?
In that scenario, probably you said no. You said no. The dogs didn't.
Yeah,
bark.
No. I mean, yeah, I did say no, but now just a second part. Do you think your dogs would bark if somebody, broken?
Yeah, I think so.
Dave, you don't sound too confident about that one.
Yeah, well, you know, you never know. Dogs are funny people.
Yeah, no, they are.
But dogs are funny people. you know how they are. I mean, it's like that, you know, you got Marmaduke in your house, man. You know,
Marmaduke, for real?
Yeah, Marmaduke. You know,
Coda.
You know
Marmaduke. Coda, you hear him call you Marmaduke?
And that dog is huge. And, you know.
This dog is not big, Dave.
That dog stand up, man. That dog is as tall as me standing up.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
It is.
Right, well, honey, wait till next time you come over. Yeah, just wait.
No, yeah. You're gonna try to feed him too. You're gonna try to feed me to it. I know. I already know. But your dog seems it's pretty friendly.
Yeah.
And if somebody coming there with some food, I'm sure they can shut him up.
Oh yeah, I'm sure too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. That's one of them weird situations. Nowadays, man, you know, you got people entering people's houses all the time, especially, you know, you hear about the celebrities. They built these homes and they be in remote areas. Nobody be around them.
Yeah.
And that's the main reason why people come and steal from them, because they're in a remote area and if nobody can hear them scream or anything like that, you know? So, but I don't know. I mean, how, you know, would you go downstairs?
So, you know, everything really depends on how sleepy I am. So if I thought I heard some noises, if it sounded like somebody breaking into the house, then I probably would. But I can say, for me going down the steps, there's just no convenient way not to be seen by everybody, so to speak. So, I mean, that's the only thing that makes it hard. I'm gonna shoot if I come down the steps and, you know, somebody got a gun or they're shooting. But now if I hear noises and I'm not sure what it is, but it doesn't sound like someone broke in the house, then I'm probably rolling over and go back to sleep. Cause you know, we got four kids. So sometime during the middle of the night, they'd be sneaking snacks and trying to drink juice and all that stuff too. So,
okay, all right. Well, especially saying your situation, you got kids in the house. That's a whole different story. Yeah. All right. All right. Moving on to my next one. Here you go. This is perfect for you. Would you like to become the opposite sex?
Why is it perfect for me?
Because I can't wait to hear what you're going to say. Why or why not?
So I would never become anything other than what I am. So, I mean, I definitely stay male. And to be honest, you know, like I like being a man. So I have no desire to have periods, have babies, you know, any of that stuff.
So you're not going to become Caitlin Young?
No, not at all. Not at all.
You've never been curious about how you would be if you were a female?
Nope. Never even crossed my mind.
Never. Never.
No, never. Never.
Okay. I ain't going to lie. It's crossed my mind in the past because I would wonder, I would be always wondered, if I had the same mentality as a female that I have as a male, and I wouldn't put up with a bunch of stuff, you know, that type of thing.
All right. So you say.
You say so. I said.
Right.
So you said you ain't going there. You ain't going to let it happen.
Not at all.
No.
Okay. In fact, I mean, it's funny because it's never crossed
my mind. You already know. Wait, hold on. You already know how you treat it, you know all that really? Kind of stuff.
What you say, mess around, get all my karma back.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, I get it, man. I know you're scared. Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
So my last and final question: if you were walking somewhere and the person in front of you had toilet paper stuck to their shoe, are you telling them or not?
Of course, we've been in this situation before. I know I have. I know you have too, right?
Nope, never.
No, you have never seen anybody walk out of the bathroom with
toilet paper? Oh, seen somebody else? Yeah, no, I have.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And did you say anything?
No, probably not. Probably
not. You wanted them to be embarrassed and everything. Yeah, yeah.
Like, if it's someone I knew.
It's someone you knew, you've done it?
Well, no, I'm saying if it's somebody I know, then I'd probably be more likely to tell them.
Okay. I know I have been in both situations. I told people and I didn't tell people. Because they probably were moving too fast, or they probably looked snooty and you probably didn't want to say anything to them, or whatever the case may be, you know. But that is a funny reaction when you see people come out, because normally it's not a little piece. It's like a long
like a roll. Got a roll following.
You know, so that's always an interesting situation. So, yeah, that's funny when you see that. Because I've seen it a lot in clubs. Definitely in clubs, yeah. So, all right. Well, my last question. You're gonna like this one, Leonard. When you have had questions about your life, have you ever consulted a palm reader or a fortune teller?
why I feel like these questions are tailored towards my unique experiences.
I saw this question, I couldn't resist, man. I couldn't resist. So would you consult one?
I would, and I have, and they gave me some good information too, and I still believe it to this day. So I'm definitely open to that.
Okay, you got it on News and Trends, people.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is, Leonard. Just told you. Palm readers go to Palm Readers or Us, and they got you. Okay, all right. So, and actually, he has told me that he's done this before, folks, and I've never done it, but
Dave, I go check it out.
I know he has, but I know other people that have done it too, mm-hmm. and they have said that they learned some good information, or whatever the case may be. My luck, I get all bad information if I ever did it. So.
Well, Dave, you already know the trick of the enemy is that you don't ever get any bad information or you won't come back.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Everything got to be on the up and up.
Okay. All right. But okay. All right. Well, I've never done it, folks. Would I? I can't say I would never do it. I am a little skeptical of it, though. I will say that. So, but Leonard said it has worked for him. Yeah. So, so if Leonard says it works, I guess it does. So, all right. Well, there you have it, folks. Those are our questions. What would you do questions? And of course, you guys could always feel free to drop some in our chat, and, giving us some of your thoughts on what would you do in certain situations. We definitely would read them and, definitely give you feedback on them. We want to once again thank you for listening to News and Trend, our weekend roundup edition. Don't forget the fish fry tomorrow. Come hang out. Come say hi. Come get some fish and some food, man. We got some stuff for you. And just remember, it's for a good cause. So it's a fundraiser. So we thank you for coming and hang out with us. For those who want to purchase and come out and do it, and for those who want to purchase and they can't, but they want to support, and they just give me shout out or whatever the case may be, or give the church a shout out. We appreciate that as well. So with that being said, Leonard.
Yep. We're going to take it on out. We hope everybody has a great weekend. Catch us next Tuesday, 6 p.m. I'm sorry, next Tuesday, 8 p.m. on all podcast platforms. This is Leonard Young with News and Trends. Dave, any final words?
Hey, it's the Memorial Day weekend, folks. Please be safe out there if you're going to be traveling or whatever the case may be. This is a big travel weekend. And, it's not always, make sure you're safe and doing what you're doing, but also watch out for everybody else, because there's going to be some partiers out there. So, so just take care of yourself this weekend, because we want to make sure that you come back and listen to us on Tuesday. Okay. So make sure you be safe and whatever you do, have a good time. All right. Have a great night, everybody.